Welcome to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I made it to episode 16. I'm excited about that. Happy to be back bringing you a regular episode this week. Good week for the Blazers, so I'm excited about that. I don't normally jump right into sports, but because I don't think I love sports, don't get me wrong, especially basketball. I think I suck at sports talk, but man, the Blazers have been doing about everything they can right, and Memphis has been doing about everything wrong in the bubble. So as of at least this episode taping, the Blazers are looking good. They're only a half game out. They're only a half game out right now from that 8th seed. With 4 games left, including 2 this weekend, we can see, they could be in possession of that 8th spot by the end of Sunday. Really. So, I mean, really? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to depend on what Memphis does, but Portland's looking like they're about to win the rest of the games. So we'll see how it goes down, but I'm optimistic so far. I hope I didn't just jinx them by saying that. But they're looking good so far. So, and I heard the Timbers are doing good in soccer as well. So I haven't had a chance to watch any of the soccer tournament that's going on in MLS, but I guess I'll be tuning in to one of the next games because I heard they're doing good. So yeah, good all around. I mean, because the Timbers have only been in Major League Soccer like what, a decade now, I think, and if now this will be the 3rd championship game that they've made it to. So yeah, that's nothing to sniff at, really. I mean, like, they instantly came into Major League Soccer and, now own the sellout streak. Obviously have, gotta be the dopest fan base in American soccer. Respect to them. Man, making another championship game is cool. So coming up this Tuesday, they'll be playing on the 11th. So yeah, that should be good. Good for them. That's dope for real. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Good things for the city. Be cool to see the Blazers make the playoffs. So, and even my baseball team, the Padres, is doing good for us. I mean, they were in first place for a little bit. I know it's early in the season. They aren't in first place, but the fact that they even have a winning record this far into the season is, if you know Padres history, post 2007. So for the last 13 seasons have been misery. So to have an above 500 record this far into the season is new for the Padres for sure. So I'm excited about that. I can't even be mad. Like, I don't think, they may not make the playoffs, but like for them to even they're obviously going to have a decent season by how it's shown out so far. Life is, I don't have to tell anyone that life in 2020 is different. So I am taking small joy in the sports stuff going on. Even if it is different. The cardboard fans, though, crack me up still. Like, not going to lie. The basketball fans, people, here's a thing we can talk about. Or you can tell me. The NBA bubble games, if you've watched any of them, and I've watched the Blazer games, have you noticed how they have, like, these, the upper, like, above where the players and the coaches all sit, on the court level, there's a level up above where there would normally be seats, but it's blocked off with plexiglass, but there's no people sitting there. But instead, there's like, at first I thought they were cardboard fans, like in the baseball game. But after watching the first Blazer game for a couple minutes, I realized these things are like moving, right? They're like digital fans. So it creeps me out. I mean, it's probably cool for the people who get to be the digital fans and they rotate to different people, every time. But It's weird to me. I think I like the cardboard fans better in baseball. So give me your opinion. It doesn't have to be which sport you like better, but which fans do you like better? Do you like the cardboard fans in baseball with like the dogs and stuff and the big baby heads? They crack me up. Or do you like the digital fans like in the NBA? Yeah, you can, you know, I am us on the Instagram, Danny's Random Podcast, or just search Danny Ocean's Random Podcast to find us, and let me know what you think. Or you can email originaldannyocean@gmail.com. Let me know what you think also. Yeah, interesting thing to me. Sports, it's like little things like that, you know, to like the cardboard baseball fans. It's just little things to laugh at, and in times like this, you know, you need that little stuff to laugh at. It's serious times. Serious stuff is going on. Serious issues are being brought up. A serious virus is going around. But you still need to allow yourself to laugh. It's healthy. Don't let this world kill you. Don't let the stress of the world kill you. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow yourself to laugh. You can be serious about an issue or a virus going on, but you have to allow yourself joy and to laugh sometimes. It doesn't have to be very much or very often if you feel like you need to be serious all the time. And I get that. I get that passionately caring about the world and issues going on and people that are suffering. I get that. But you understand that even those people who are suffering find time to laugh and have joy when they can. It's every human, every living thing, every being needs to find time to have positive, you know, to have joy and laugh. Man, I sound like I'm doing too much talking this shit. But yeah, that's the world we live in now. So there, I got serious for a minute and lectured you guys about joy and laughter like a stupid old man. But thanks for still listening to the podcast at this 7 minutes into the episode, if you are still listening. And I promise not to rant like that. Like that again. I'm excited. The weekend's here. I've had a long week of work. And yeah, it's good to have a weekend here for me. So I'm excited to get this episode out to everyone. And I'm going to bring you some fun later. I'm going to try to bother my wife with dad jokes again. That's always entertaining. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know why she puts up with me sometimes, for real. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to bring everyone another episode. Thanks for tuning in to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We're going to go to a break, or I'm going to go to a break, and we'll be back after this. All right, welcome back to the show. And I got my wife with me, and we're going to talk home improvement stuff, because recently there's been a lot of changes with the downstairs bathroom. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, what do you want me to talk about? It was intimidating.
Okay, so let's talk about the paint first, because you did a really good job painting down here. Where'd you get the idea for that color? And well, kind of describe the color.
Okay, well, in order to talk about the paint, we have to back up to why I painted. So our toilet had been broken for like a long time.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like we were using it while it was broken. It just wasn't usable for a long time.
I just mean like it was gross because the way it broke, like water started leaking and stuff.
Yeah. So, and I mean, we have always been renters for forever. We've never owned, so we've never had to fix anything ourselves. So like plumbing is a huge thing. Plumbing and like electrical work are things that like we don't really screw with. We let professionals do that. So the water leaking under was like pretty scary for us. Well, my parents had a toilet that they bought that was the wrong size for their house, and they're procrastinators, so they didn't return it.
You're just gonna air your parents out like that?
Yeah, for sure. Because they don't return things. And I know because I struggle with returning things as well. So don't let me borrow any of your things, because I probably won't return them. Uh-huh. Not in a timely manner anyway. And it's not on purpose. Uh-huh. But anyway, so they didn't return the toilet. So it had been sitting in a box outside their house for like a year or more to the point that the bottom of the box had like disintegrated. So they said we could have the toilet to install. And so finally my mom said, either you take the toilet or we're like gonna take it to the dump because we just can't have this like boxed toilet sitting outside our house. So that was a little pressure to get it done. My brother-in-law has installed a toilet, so I thought if he can do it, I can do it. And then someone else told another close family friend told me it's actually really easy and the wax ring is the most difficult part. So buy an extra one in case you break it. So I bought like three wax rings, which is silly because I only needed one.
And it wasn't, and can I add, it wasn't difficult.
So we went ahead and like watched YouTube videos about it and actually was really easy.
It was like building a Lego set, basically.
It was really easy. The hardest part is that you have to put the base straight onto the wax ring.
But like, I feel like we, at least me, excuse me, I'm all eaten. I feel like at least me in my head, I made that seem way worse than it actually was.
Yeah, me too. The grossest part is like taking the old wax ring off, 'cause you have to like scrape it
Oh yeah, that was gross.
from around, and they make the wax rings brown, like the brand new ones are brown too. So when you're scraping it off, it just looks like a bunch of shit. And you're reminded that you are like doing toilet plumbing. And I wanted to hurl the whole time, even though it didn't smell or anything, but it made me feel better that the brand new ones are also brown. But anyway, so we installed the toilet, and so the bathroom was in working order again. And then I was like, I don't know, this was like the little jolt I needed to start remodeling. So I went on Google and I looked for blue bathrooms because I was thinking blue would be nice because our living room, which our half bath is like right off the living room, is everything is like gray and blue and plants like jungle. And so I thought blue would be nice because it kind of like matches, in the background of what we've got going on. And so I had looked up some ideas on Pinterest on blue bathrooms, and then I narrowed it down on the Behr website for the Behr paint on the exact color I wanted, and then you can like use their little app thingy to color the walls with different shades of what virtually, so you can like see what it will look like. You can even upload a picture of your own room and then you can like pick a color.
Did you try that?
Yeah.
And how realistic did it look?
It's actually pretty cool. Like the more I think natural light and brighter you can get the room so that like the actual outline of everything, your toilet and everything is easy for the computer to read, I guess. So there, but it gives you a good general idea, or they have preset bathrooms that you can choose, and those are like it looks like the real picture, because the computer is doing it. So anyway, I picked the blue and I started painting it, and I got about halfway done and I thought, oh my God, this is so dark. I don't know if I like this at all.
But it looks good.
But then I finished it and it's amazing. It looks so good.
It's like a whole different bathroom.
It looks like it doesn't belong in the rest of our house because it looks really nice.
Shh, we're not going to tell on ourselves like that. Our house is great. Shh.
No, actually, well, now that we've redone our living room too, it's not bad, but it's
The kitchen is next.
kitchen is next. That's the big one.
Our kitchen is like the most thing that looks old in our house, honestly.
Our kitchen has the ugliest, and anyone can agree and will tell you it is the ugliest countertops in
They
the
look like they
kitchen.
were formed out of hard barf.
I don't even know what it's not even a natural looking, like they're Formica and they're like, I don't know if they attempted like a marbly granite sort of
It's the weirdest color ever.
they're like olive green and brownish mixed, and just it I don't know in what century they actually ever looked in style, but honestly a lot of the paint in our house A lot of this stuff in our house is that way in general.
It's a very Brady Bunch.
It's like
Maybe. Now, even the Brady Bunch would have clowned
the year 2000.
It's no, it's not even that's no, it's definitely like 1970 11.
Okay, anyway.
The year 2000.
So let me finish my bathroom story real quick.
Keep going.
Because it's super interesting and
Riveting.
riveting. I'm sure you're all on the edge of your toilet seats. But anyway, my whole
You
project.
sickos better not be listening to my podcast in the John.
Oh, we all know, just like my sign, that you have your phone. But anyway, my whole renovation of the bathroom cost less than $100. Less than $100 for that beautifulness I did in there.
Wait, are w your the toilet didn't cost less?
No, the toilet, it would have been $200 because the toilet's like
Okay.
$100. Toilets are actually pretty
The
cheap.
painting and pictures cost less than 100 is what you're saying?
So I bought rugs, new rugs. Those were like 26. I bought paint, that was like 36. And then I bought those pictures were 10.
About the frames?
The frames were free. I got those on Buy Nothing.
Oh, okay.
The shelves were on sale for $16.99 on Amazon. And then I got these adorable, so since the walls are dark blue, everything is accented in white. And so I got these really cute white mirrors that have neat frames, and the two of the frames happen to actually match the pattern of the rugs, which is ironic or coincidental, I guess is the right word.
Okay, how much did those cost?
Those were also free on Buy Nothing.
Okay, so you're pretty close to 100.
That's all the stuff that I had. So I used my free frames to frame my $10 prints that if I had a printer, I could have excuse me, I could have made on my own, but they were nice quality and worth it anyway. But they say the most awesome things.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
There's at least Yes, two of them, three of them.
Yeah, go ahead, tell them what they say.
The best one is the one with like the. Why is it only 4.5 stars? What is that?
It says, "We'll poop here again."
What?
4.5 stars,
It's
and
the half star because there's a cat litter box hidden under the cupboard.
probably, and then like a, and then it says satisfied customer, so it's like a Yelp rating or something, and then the other one in there says get naked, and then it says just kidding, this is a half bath, don't make it weird.
That one's funny also.
And then we have two more that are not hanging down there that I'm gonna hang, I think, in the other bathroom upstairs. One says, "Wash your hands, you filthy animal."
Yeah, probably my least favorite, but still okay.
Yeah, not it's my least favorite too, but it reminds me of, the filthy
And
animal.
it's probably the most kid bathroom appropriate of the four.
Yes. And then what does the other one say? Oh yeah, it said, "Text me if you run out of teepee. I know you're on your phone."
Yeah, that's a funny one too.
Yeah, and I thought that'd be a good one for the upstairs bathroom because most people aren't going to go into your half bath off your living room and take a giant shit.
Wow.
Usually people go to like your next available bathroom to do that, not the one where everyone's congregating.
Drop a deuce.
But Danny would probably drop a deuce in the living room bathroom.
Dude, no. Honestly, no. I don't want people to smell my deuce. It's disgusting.
Anyway, I know you're all like we're on the edge of your seat by that story, but $100.
That
Oh,
was.
and then I had this brilliant idea too. I took one of the cabinets off of the bathroom vanity and I put the cat litter box underneath it, like under the sink, so the cat can get in and out from that open area where the cabinet used to be. But with the angle of the door that goes into the bathroom, you can't you it's like behind the door, so you don't really see it.
So, how is the cat doing with that?
Well, how's she doing with her litter box? That's in a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
I got new litter today to try, see if that's the issue.
Okay.
Maybe she doesn't like the scented stuff or something.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
So, but I mean, she doesn't even pay rent around here, so she needs that straightened
up. She thinks she owns this place, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Cats.
For sure. So, what paint color do you have planned for the kids' bathroom? Because I know you said you wanted to go with something lighter because that bathroom has no windows.
Yeah, I'm glad that I started with this downstairs one because I don't think you should do a dark color on a bathroom that does not have any natural light because it makes it feel small and dark, really dark. And also the kids already freak out when the like light flickers or anything, so the price shouldn't make it cave-like.
Dude, I freak out when that happens.
If anyone wants to look up the color or anything, it's called, I think you say it, Bering Wave, B-E-R-I-N-G.
I would go with that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's by Behr, B-E-H-R. Their paint's okay. I wasn't impressed with this one particularly. It came out nice, but I had to roll over like a lot of dripping, so.
So what do you think that means?
I have used Behr before and I liked them before. So I just think maybe I don't like that particular one that I got.
Okay.
Anyway. But for the kids' bathroom, something much brighter and lighter.
Okay. Like mauve?
No.
Pewter?
I was thinking like fire engine red or like bright orange or maybe rainbow walls.
Just what about see-through?
No one wants a see-through.
What about rainbow on one wall, see-through on the other wall, then like half polka dot, half camouflage.
No one wants a see-through bathroom wall. And how awkward for Corey and Darian.
How about, okay, I'll shut my face. Being real, though, were you thinking like a light blue or like a, you said red? That's not like a, that's kind of an in-between light and dark.
No, I'm being like real, I'm thinking, I actually don't know. Because blue, I just love blues, but then I'm like, my whole house can't be blues and grays. So I
got, why not?
I don't know. So I want to do something fun in their bathroom that's kind of bright, but I was thinking maybe like two different colors of walls and I don't know, maybe yellow.
Are you trying to go away from blue and gray?
Yeah.
About like a light, like tan color.
No, I mean, that's like what our walls are now.
Or really, really light mint green.
Yeah, I like that. I thought about doing like a mint color. I did think about that. I thought about doing mint and coral color mix, like not mixed, but you know what I mean? Like mint walls with like coral accents.
Okay.
I thought that might be cute.
You have to say accents.
Accents.
Now you sound fancy. I like this idea.
Yeah. Should be an interior designer in my next life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about an exterior designer?
No, I need some help with that.
No, they just call those designers.
Actually, I mean, I could probably be a good exterior designer.
Or is that a yard designer?
If I knew what I was doing. Like, I don't know anything from painting the outside of a house to like, I mean, I can do yard work, basic yard work, but we're trying to tear out the backyard, and that is not easy.
Oh, yeah. It's like all kind of weeds grow. And so, like, we have these rocks behind the house, and, like, all this, like, ivy stuff grew on it, right? And so you've been pulling it out?
Yeah. I think we talked about that on our last show.
Did we?
Maybe. Oh. About giving away the ivy, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, maybe you did. And then someone told you it was an invasive species.
Yeah, my post on the plant group, like, blew up and people were like, you can't sell this. It's an invasive species. And I was like, I'm not selling it. I literally am, like, telling people they can have a cutting for, they're inside their house.
So you're in a plant group. There's got to be a high amount of Karenism in that.
Yeah, there were quite, there were some Karens, yeah. Speaking of Karens, how about that biatch that accused me of stealing from what store?
Oh, you're going to talk about this?
Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree. Who steals from Dollar Tree?
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of smart because you can never be charged for a felony from stealing from Dollar Tree. You'd have to, like, steal the whole store.
Oh. I mean, but when you come out with a bag you've already purchased full of stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, that's doing too much, especially, yeah, if she knows, like, some of their stuff is out front.
Yeah, so I went into the store, and you know, like before you walk in, they always have this displays outside the store. And so I grabbed two of these, like, or one. I grabbed one of these sparkly little branch, plastic branch thingies, because I was making a box for Camp Casey, which is a camp for kids who are affected by HIV and AIDS, either themselves or someone in their immediate family. And we do this really awesome week-long camp every year. Well, because of COVID, the camp has been canceled. And so we're doing camp. We did camp in a box this year. And so people decorated boxes and we packed it full of like activities and delivered it to the kids this year. So I was responsible for decorating one of the boxes. And so I went last minute to grab some stuff to decorate it. And so I grabbed one of those little glitter branch things and I thought I'll cut it apart and like hot glue it onto the box. Or I'll like make it into a bouquet with some fake flowers or something. But the fake flowers that were out there, like I wanted blue because the Camp Casey colors are blue and purple. And I had grabbed a purple glitter stick. And the only blue flowers they had out there were like really big and I was hoping to find.
You're not allowed to say the word purple on this show.
I was hoping to find something little. So I went all through the store and like there's like fake flower section and didn't find anything like that I wanted. But I did find a bunch of cool stickers and stuff like that. So I checked out. But as I checked out, I told the lady, the cashier lady, can you ring me up for three of these glitter branch thingies? I'm going to grab two more on my way out the door. They're outside and I didn't see any more on the inside, but I wanted to get two more because I didn't find anything else. And she was like, sure. So I had one in my bag, but I had paid for three. So I walk out the door and I go take two more glitter branches and I stick them in my bag and I go back to my car and I can see the woman parked next to me glaring at me.
Yeah, this is where we need to pause. What kind of haircut does she have? Describe that.
She looked like someone who would be like smoking a cigarette and putting $5 in a machine at Dottie's on her lunch break.
So feather, a little feather action or like,
it wasn't feathered, but it was
shoulder or above.
Yes. Shoulder or above and pin, like beretted back. You know what I mean? It's a little.
Pink. So what about, how about this? Was it close to like Aaron Foreman's mom's hair on the 70s show?
No. No.
So I'm way off.
Yeah. I can't think of a good example, but yes, it was Karen-esque. And I knew she was going to be a Karen. So I got in my car and I sat there and I thought, I know this woman thinks that that I just stole those two things. I can like feel it. And I'm sitting there going, okay, one, I don't want to drive away and have her write down my license plate number and get pulled over because she thinks I stole $2 of items from Dollar Tree after I just spent $14 or something in the store. So I thought, I'll just wait. And I was like, if I wait here long enough, this Karen is going to Karen out on me. And so I like had just bought a coffee, so I like put my straw on my coffee and I like messed around on my phone and the radio and all sorts of stuff. And then I see her fumbling around in her car and she has this wrinkled receipt and she's like straightening it out. And I was like, she's gonna write down my license plate number. So I just sat there and then she writes something and she slams it up against her window and I'm like trying to read it and it says, I saw you steal that. And steal was in all caps.
So how didn't you get this on video?
I didn't get it on video.
Why not? You know, you're supposed to start recording and yell world star and all this shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not one of those record everything people.
Okay. I'm just messing with you. Anyway, keep going.
I should have, though, because that would have been kind of funny to be like definitely recording should've. Her. And then to also with... So I rolled my window down because I wasn't going to, and I've like laughed at her, but like not really, but I rolled my window down and I was like, I didn't steal anything. And she goes, I saw you put those items in your bag. And I was like, no, actually I paid for them inside. There aren't any on the inside. And so I asked the lady to ring me up for two extra and I grabbed them on my way out. And then after I said that, I realized she is a Dollar Tree employee. She had the shirt on.
So she should have known that stuff was out in the front.
Right. And she did, because then she goes, well, and I go, I wouldn't steal. And she goes, well, I thought so. I just had to check.
She was just hoping she had a reason to flip it.
I was like, you thought so. She literally wrote, I saw you steal that.
I'm sorry. It's funny. This sounds like something that would happen on like Modern Family.
But then all of a sudden she just wants to be like, oh yeah, I thought you didn't steal it. I just had to check. Like you straight just accused me of stealing it.
This kind of off the subject, but... Isn't it weird? Was it ever weird to you when you were a kid and you would go to a store and they had stuff out on the front on the sidewalk like that?
It's, yeah, sort of, but it's weirder to me now because I feel like people steal nowadays way more than they used to.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say it's the same.
I mean, but, at least in Portland, we're like surrounded. Portland specifically, downtown, is surrounded by walking zombies. I mean, when we were out there with the Camp KC table and we just had the stuff, the volunteer check-in stuff out there, and people kept walking by asking us if we were handing out the orange juice sitting on the table or like, were we setting up for like some event or something? And it was... And we're talking people with, like, no shoes on and one leg wrapped in a bag and screaming at each other in the street.
Don't comment. Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm just, like, we have a real homeless problem downtown that needs some sort of a remedy. And what's happening now is not a solution. But that's a whole nother topic. We don't need to get into that.
For real. I mean,
I'm just saying there's a problem down there.
I think we can agree that it's not being handled correctly.
It's really heartbreaking, actually.
For sure. I think Portland's always kind of been a city like that, but it's now more than ever.
The amount of tents is like heartbreaking.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I've talked enough. It's your turn.
You really made it take a nosedive. So we're going to play a fun little game. And it's not dad jokes. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's not. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a couple news story headlines. And then you pick which story you want to hear more about.
Okay.
The first one is, Sly Fox steals 100 shoes in Berlin, and he's not the first.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. Pentagon secret defunct UFO hunting program may still exist.
I'd be more interested in that.
Am I not done?
Oh.
There's three more choices. U.S. Space Force hires a horse to boldly go where rockets can't.
Oh, that poor horse.
The beach.
the beach.
Okay. I'm almost done. Exploding Whale Memorial Park honors whale that went out with a bang.
No. We all know about that if you're from Oregon.
That's exactly what it is. New robot explorer dog will only set you back 63 stimulus checks. Which one do you want to hear? Robot dog, exploding whale, UFOs, or the fox stealing shoes?
UFOs.
UFOs. Okay. So, there was a secret. I'm going to do the quickest research in history here, and then we're going to get into it. All right. Pentagon had a secret UFO hunting program. It's been confirmed, and it may still exist. The Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. Interesting, right?
I mean, are we surprised our president would still fund that?
I don't know that the president knows anything about it.
Oh.
I think a lot of that stuff is like the stuff that can't be messed with by any president or whatever, basically. A lot of those like central intelligence type agencies. You know what I mean? That's why one of them was like investigating the president.
Okay.
You know the Fibbies?
I don't know enough about
internal. Those are designed so that the president can only do so much to those type of organizations. But yeah, kind of a boring story. So they have a secret alien investigation.
Did you hear that program? They found like a galaxy or whatever, like planets that were set up similar to like our solar system?
Yes. I mean, I haven't heard that, but that doesn't surprise me.
They think there potentially could be a planet with life on it there.
Well, because look, if the universe is infinite, right? Or as far as they can tell so far, it just kind of goes on and on for mostly ever. So there's all these galaxies and solar systems. One of them just mathematically would have to be set up like ours.
Oh yeah, for sure. But the fact that we're like getting to a point where we can like have the technology to find that is pretty cool.
Do you think maybe the people there have their heads on the bottom and their feet on the top and like they just roll around?
Wouldn't it be so interesting to see if they look anything like humans?
What if they had their penis where their nose was supposed to be?
That's my husband.
The look you
get. I know you all are going, oh, there really is someone for everyone.
Oh, man, I'm such a loser. Okay, anyway, well, thank you very much for coming on the show and for putting up with that and talking about home improvement and penis nose aliens. And
I'm sorry, I talked a lot.
No, it's okay. It was interesting.
I mean, it really wasn't.
But like, I have to put out an episode of this every week, and this was one of my less creative feeling weeks, and so you really helped the episode have content, and it was interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Don't sell yourself short. What the heck is that you're eating?
Hummus and pretzels. It's so good.
What exactly is hummus made of?
Garbanzo beans.
It's not made of avocados?
No.
Okay.
It's ground garbanzo beans. It has like garlic and olive oil. And sometimes they put like peppers and stuff in it.
And is it yummy? What flavor is this kind?
It's just the regular.
Classic. All right. Well, that was awesome. And we learned about hummus. So what do you know?
I know. I'm going to go have a piece of Marionberry pie.
Sick. Marionberry pie. So that's a good way to... Well, I think we're going to take a break. So anyway, thank you for coming on the episode again. And for talking a lot.
Yep.
It was the greatest. And I am going to go to a break and come back and give you a little more before we go. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right. Welcome back to the show. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. I want to thank my wife for joining me on the show and talking to me about home improvement stuff, right? And thank you for coming on again.
Yep,
she's excited. All right. Anyway, once again, if you have any food place recommendations, I'm always taking those. So, yeah, let me know those and I might read them on the show and I might try them out. Once again, you can hear this podcast almost anywhere podcasts are available. iHeart, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public. So tell your friends and family if you do like it. And if you don't like it, don't tell them. We'll be coming back. I'll be coming back with another episode soon, episode 17. So be on the lookout for that. And until next time, thanks for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.